Good day. I'm Anjui James Soyez with JRS Midday News for Thursday, December 28. Coming up, Jamaica commended for management of sexual assault cases. Montego Bay flood victims get assistance, and homeowners urged to exercise caution with small appliances. The news in detail after this message.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
TV.
Check.
Cable box.
Check.
Radio.
Check.
Computer.
Check.
DVD.
Check.
Modem.
Check.
Fans.
Check.
Microwave.
Check.
That's it. Everything unplugged. Let's hit the road.
If you're traveling this Christmas, make sure you unplug all your appliances before you go so you save money. Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Canada's High Commissioner to Jamaica, Laurie Peters, says she is heartened by the progress made to improve the local justice system's response to sexual assault cases and the treatment of survivors. Among the notable achievements, High Commissioner Peters says, are legal stipulations restricting defense attorneys from using the backgrounds of complainants and survivors to question their credibility in trial proceedings, and the holding of in-camera hearings for all sexual assault cases, including those involving children. Other key gains highlighted by Ms. Peters include the introduction of a criminal bench book to better aid judges in directing juries during trials and the adoption of the recently introduced model guidelines for sexual offense cases in the Caribbean region.
It is our hope that the guidelines will be adopted by all countries in the region and that its implementation will result in a variety of outcomes, including speedy adjudication of cases and reduction of case backlogs over time.
The High Commissioner was speaking at the launch of the Model Guidelines for Sexual Offense Cases in the Caribbean region in Jamaica. The Ministry of National Security has called for the advanced payment guarantee held by Mayberry Investments Limited on behalf of O'Brien's Car Sales and Rental. The guarantee in the amount of $213.5 million was requested after O'Brien Car Sales failed to provide the ministry with a detailed statement of the advance made for the delivery of 200 pre-owned vehicles to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. Only 30 of the vehicles were handed over to the JCF, while 66 remained on the wharves to be cleared. In a statement, the ministry says it expects Mayberry Investments to immediately pay over the funds. Earlier this month, the ministry redeemed the performance security bond in the sum of $42.5 million after O'Brien's failed to fulfill the terms of the contract. Residents of Montego Bay, St. James, who were affected by floodwaters that swept through sections of the city on November 22, have received assistance from the government. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson presented checks to the first 80 recipients recently at the regional offices of the ministry in Montego Bay. The flooding resulted from excessively heavy rains, estimated at 3.5 inches, which lasted the city for about 4 hours. Several roadways were blocked for hours and extensive damage was done to private and public properties. Several residents living on William Street, King Street, Norwood, Dome Street and other areas were impacted. During a tour of the affected sections of the city on November 23, Prime Minister Andrew Holness promised that in addition to a $20 million emergency allocation from the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, he would convene a meeting with the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to decide on further support in order to ensure that persons, particularly homeowners, were given assistance. And Acting Assistant Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Amelia Ebanks, is urging homeowners to exercise caution when using small appliances, particularly during the festive season. The Christmas period, Mr. Ebanks says, often brings an increase in house fires, and many are started because of improper use of small electrical appliances, such as blenders and microwaves.
Most appliances that we're purchasing, if we use them to the specifics of the manufacturers, they are safe. But one of the things I want to remind householders of, when you look at your blender or your microwave, your toaster ovens, you notice, especially the blenders, they have very short cords. That is for a specific reason. The reason for that is that the manufacturer doesn't want you to plug it into anything except the wall socket.
Mr. Ebanks is also urging persons to regularly check the cords of their appliances for exposed wires, particularly appliances located in kitchens and living rooms where fires are most likely to break out. He was speaking in a recent JIS think tank session. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.